should Roy Hibbert have been on the floor?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the funny thing was he got a warning to play before.
Yeah.
So I would have thought they had kind of learned their lessons, and, you know, obviously they didn't, and it cost them. And you know how these series are, first to four. So every win is certainly crucial. You know, it's not like the regular season where you can learn from it and move on to the next one. Yeah, you're moving on to the one down 0-1, kicking yourself. And that's certainly one of, like, Golden State had a bad loss in game one against the Spurs in overtime last series, and it cost them.
Yeah.
And this certainly could end up costing the Pacers in their hope to get into the finals.
Mark Spear, NBA writer, Yahoo, joining us here on Tim and Sid. Is it just me, or was LeBron James the best player in the world, and he's just getting better year by year?
Yeah, because you know what? He's getting more confident, and he's also shaking us off. He doesn't worry about what we think anymore. He's already proven himself.
Yeah.
Now we adore him. So I actually think the media, the fans, the distaste after Cleveland kind of warned him a little bit, and he let it bother him more than he should.
Yep.
But after he won, you know, a lot of that went away, and he could care less what we think now. And he's playing well, so he doesn't have to worry about what we think. But what we think about him is he you know, could possibly end up now the greatest of all time, but I think he does have to win at least three titles, you know, to truly, I guess, get in that conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he, I mean,
I don't know that he has to win six or five, but, you know, if he can get three, I think that makes a strong resume for him.
Oh, definitely. And I think that people are just waiting for the titles to put him in the conversation. Like, his skills, his skill set, his ability has already put him in the conversation. But, you know, like that movie trailer with the dude from How I Met Your Mother, you just wait for all I need is six championships is what he's saying in that trailer. And that's what everyone's just waiting for LeBron to get those championships.
Yeah, I find it hard that it's going to come. I mean, the NBA now has the kind of the parity that we saw in the 80s. It's going to be really, really hard.
But don't worry. Don't worry. All he has to do is go to Cleveland. They got the number one overall pick now.
That's like saying I get to go out with the finest woman in Ames, Iowa.
Wait, hold on. Why you got to pick on Ames, Iowa? What did Iowa ever do to you?
Touche.
I was watching and thinking, really, in game one.
Yeah, give me a city in Canada that I could put into that joke.
Flin Flon, Manitoba.
There you go.
Yeah, Flin Flon. I think Flin Flon, Manitoba is that spot.
That's a real city.
Oh yeah, yeah. Town? That's when you're looking for the funny name. It's Flin Flon, Manitoba, usually, or Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
So that's where you get the chick to help you move.
Yeah. That's exactly where you get, yeah. You're like, you need help with the couch? Yes. as I'm watching game one, and tell me if I'm wrong here, only LeBron seemed to have a clear advantage on the floor. Like, the Pacers owned every other matchup. And I was going into this thinking, I know they were 2-1 in the regular season. I know they won two games early in the series last year, but they got no shot this year. LeBron's got his championship. It's a different animal. However, as I watched that game one, I seem to think that every other matchup went the Pacers' way.
Well, then what do we consider Paul George a small forward?
Yeah.
LeBron's better, but he had a pretty great game
too. Yep.
Thing is this, man, I really think, and it's funny, I've been saying that they're going to live and die with Hibbert, and they died without him yesterday. Yeah. I mean, to me, Hibbert is certainly the X factor in the series. He's the big guy in the middle that Miami has no answers to, and which, because of their lack of, I guess, bulk, you know, I worry that in the finals, assuming they make it, they're going to get beat up as well, because the other teams are bigger than Indiana, or just as big as Indiana. So to me, this is something that helps Indiana is they got somebody that can exploit Miami's biggest weakness in that size. So to me, you know, Hibbert's going to have to keep having a great series in order for them to win on both ends. And the coach has to keep them in the game.
Right.
That would help. But to me, that, you know, Hibbert earlier in the season told me he wanted to be and expected to be the best center in the game. This is a series that he could prove it. He has to be dominant. They have to go to him. He has to get everybody in foul trouble. There's no one there that can stop him, but I'm waiting for Hibbert to have that, you know, that Shaq, that Alonzo, that Patrick Ewing type mentality where I'm bigger than you, I'm going to destroy you, and I'm going to win. And I'm waiting for that killer mentality. I don't know if we'll see it, but they certainly need that if they're going to win this series.
Yeah, I don't know if Hibbert is that. I will say this. LBJ got help. Wade had 19. Bosch had 17. Birdman, flying in any weather. He had 16, and they still won by just 1 point at home and were tooth and nail to do it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Let's go to Western Conference Final for a split second. Is Greg Popovich teaching Lionel Hollins and the Grizz a hard lesson, or has Memphis just struggled through a pair of games?
No, I mean, the Spurs are just that good. I mean, what it does is, like, the Spurs, you know, if they're the type of team that if you got a blemish on your face that looks bad, they're going to make sure everybody knows you got that blemish. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And Memphis's blemish is their outside shooting. And it's funny, in game one, how fast they exploited that. Like, I wasn't so much disappointed in Zach. I mean, they basically, you get double teamed and somebody's fronting you, and once you catch the ball, somebody's behind you. What are you going to do? Well, the way you cure that is having people knock down some outside shots. And while Pondexter has done that okay, nobody else has really stepped up. And that's a big concern to me for Memphis, man. If they can't hit any outside shots, it's going to continue to be extremely difficult for Gasol. It's going to continue to be extremely difficult for Zach. And I think, you know, San Antonio will carry on into the finals. So there's probably somewhere the front office is probably saying, man, this is kind of where we miss Rudy a little bit.
You know, I'm not a huge, the people who listen to this show know I'm not a huge Rudy Gay guy, but this is where you begin when all else is failing, where you at this level and maybe only at this level is where you miss a Rudy Gay.
Yeah. I mean, cause Rudy can keep him honest on Zach. He can keep him honest on Mark. And they had nobody, while Mike Conley is a decent offensive player, they don't have anybody outside the post. It makes you shake in your boots in the least.
Yeah. Mark Spears joining us here at Tim and Sid. Tony Allen said last round that Mike Conley was a top five point guard in the league right now. I love Conley's evolution, but he's having his lunch eaten a little bit by Tony Parker through two games, no?
Well, is Tony Parker the best point guard in the league? Maybe so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is the thing, you know, and I say blame us American media for it, and also your cohorts in Toronto, because they're part of it too. You know, guys that are not from North America usually don't get their just due a lot.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Popovich about it, and I said, if Tony Parker's dad would have had his son grow up in Chicago like he did, or at least go to high school in Chicago instead of play professionally in France before he entered the draft, I think he'd be a big-time star here. It's just because he's not from here. And Popovich said it's because he didn't play in high school here and he didn't play in college here that people here haven't, like, grown to love him. Maybe the Ava thing has a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
I really think that he is the best point guard in the league right now. We need to start talking about him that way.
Wow.
Nobody else has a championship that good. Nobody else has a finals MVP. He has a gang of all-star appearances.
Yep.
He's a great, great clutch player. I think Tim Duncan in a lot of ways takes away from his shine and what he does because Tim's so great.
Yep.
But as good as Chris Paul is and as good as every point guard in the league, if somebody said, well, we're going to give you Tony Parker, you'd be like, cool. I'll take Tony Parker.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the same, and we cover a lot of hockey, obviously, because we're in Canada, but the same can be said about a lot of European hockey players. Because they don't grow up in our system, people poke holes at them saying they're not this, they're not that, when legitimately they are. One more.
Hey, man, keep an eye on my man Popeye Joe's son, man.
Oh, yeah, he's real.
I'm excited about him. I've known him since he was a little boy.
He is going to be the first overall pick in the NHL draft, and he's currently playing on the Memorial Cup, which you can see on Sportsnet. we play this game. We play this game every once in a while. It's called Cut or Uncut. And cut is like high school basketball. It's bad. Uncut is good. And someone brought it up to me yesterday about Tony Allen. So you're a tough guy and you flop holding your head at the end of the game. Cut or uncut?
I cut it because of the bad acting. You know it's bad when your trainer doesn't even leave the bench to check on you. He never left the bench.
Yeah, nobody moved.
At first, I thought he tricked me at first.
Yeah.
You know, and the way he fell was so fast that it did look like he could have hit his head. So he tricked me at first, but then after I saw the replay, I'm like, whoa, come on, Tony. That was horrible.
But he doesn't do that, and they don't send it to overtime.
Oh, yeah, though. I mean, he did. The foul was, I think the technical was legitimate because the way he got thrown down.
Right.
But the extra antics, I don't think the extra antics got on the technical.
Right.
And that was just, that was really bad.
So you give Tony Allen the tweet that is made famous by Tim and Sid, and that is, nah, B.
It's like acting you kind of see in a Master P movie. You know what I mean?
Percy Miller, former Raptor. Appreciate always catching up with you. Let's do it again soon.
Can I get the horns on the way out, please?
Of course you can. Mark Spears, NBA writer. Yahoo Sports.